You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, I think it's very early. I think a lot of people are tired today. I think we should start with the bad news and just get it out of the way.
All right. Well, this is another one of those situations. You remember, what was it, last week we were talking about the guy in the mariachi band who got hired to come perform for this dude and his girlfriend. And the guy was actually going to propose to the girl and make her his fiance. And then when the guy in the mariachi band got there, he realized, wait a minute, that's my wife with her secret lover. And it caused a bit of a scene.
A little bit. Sylvia and I were talking about some mariachi style bands yesterday. And why isn't the guy who plays the accordion front center? I feel like he's the most important part of a lot of those bands.
Who's normally is the guitarist?
The guitarist, or like,
But I feel like the guy that has the most impact, I feel.
Yeah, but I feel like the guitarist is always the organizer because you can play guitar for any band. Accordions are very specific.
You could be the front guy if you're a guitarist if it's only one of those giant guitars.
It has to be a giant guitar.
Not a regular guitar, but one of those giant
clown-sized guitars.
Like a giant guitar that's been doing squats.
Have you seen their accordions?
I guess I've never really paid attention.
Exactly, because they're in the back. They should be in the front.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, you got to move them up.
Weird Al is the probably the world's most famous accordion player, and you know, like I said, he is front and center.
You know what we need? We need the Rosa Parks of accordion players. Somebody that refuses to sit in the back. Bring it right up front, baby.
Take a stand and
everything. Change the world for accordion players forever.
So, speaking of mariachi, what do we have today?
Well, this isn't actually speaking of mariachi, but the whole, like, you know, tricky thing with lovers.
you're gonna lure me in with a mariachi story?
We went down that road, but almost as good.
Okay.
So, this woman and her lover were hanging out, having, you know, a good time like lovers do, and they needed to get from one spot to another, and so they just hailed an Uber, and they decided to relocate from a motel for more privacy because they wanted to go, I guess, somewhere that had doors that closed even more. I don't really understand why you'd move from one motel to another one.
Maybe the hour ran up?
Maybe. There was just one problem, though. The woman's husband hadn't told her that he was borrowing his friend's car and moonlighting as an Uber driver for some extra cash.
Oh, no.
Because when I first read the story, I'm like, why wouldn't, if she knew her husband was an Uber driver, just make sure that, like, when... Use Lyft, or make sure that when you ordered the Uber, it wasn't your husband's name and vehicle.
Exactly.
Well, undercover, not intentionally, he just happened to be borrowing his friend's car and everything else. And it had his, you know, friend's car and his friend's name on it. And she didn't put two and two together. And so, sure enough, the Uber driver that showed up was him.
Oh, so what happened?
Well, things didn't go well. the wife ran off.
Okay.
And the Uber driver and the lover started fighting in the middle of the street.
What? How many stars did they give him?
Yeah. 2.5.
It depends if he kicked his ass or not, if he's seeing stars. It's somewhat unclear what happened after that because some Colombian, let's say the men, got out of the car and fought each other while others say that the lover fled while the couple argued in the street. So there's conflicting reports. I would like to believe that they had an old school, almost old Western style brawl in the middle of the street set to mariachi music.
There was lots of dust.
Yes.
There were things like... I feel like we don't see enough, representations of fights anymore that are just like giant, like, puffs of dust.
Yeah.
And like, occasionally a rodent will fly out. There's all sorts of objects flying out. I feel like that was the best way we've ever depicted fights.
And the girl's missing now? Like, no one went to go look for her?
You know, I think that if you catch your wife leaving a motel with another man, you're probably not going to, especially if you're going to get into a fight in the middle of the street with a guy, you're probably going to let it rest for a little while.
Why are you fighting? I just don't understand. I have a weird mentality on this sort of stuff, but I'm just like, I've been talking to a couple people, a friend of ours, like, confronted some dude who was cheating on her the other day with, like, his current girlfriend or something along those lines. And I'm like, why would you go to the trouble of doing all of that when you can just go, you're a dirtbag, I'm done with you, and just move on with your life rather than like looking for the confrontation or like trying to fight the guy who's, you know.
Yeah, I've never really understood that. Because like, if your significant other has made the decision, especially as a dude, if your female companion has made the choice to cheat on you,
yeah,
it could be literally any dude out there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It's not like the guy's fault necessarily unless he's like a friend
of
yours.
That's her fault.
In which case, if he's a friend of yours, then I'm going to kill you. This isn't really great.
Generally a nice song. We need to get Lechona.
That's not a nice song?
That's a nice song. Like a birthday song.
Ian, you're so stereotypical, man. Jesus. What's wrong
That's
with you?
That's stereotypical. God. It's mariachi music.
No, we need to get Los Tucanes de Tijuana and we need to get
Los
La Chona.
Tucanes de Tijuana, yeah.
That's Mahoney's favorite song.
That is my jam. All right. That is my jam.
Well, you have a mariachi
that's
jam?
His
Ian,
song.
Would you please pull whatever Sylvia just said?
It's just search for La Chona.
La Chona. Okay.
Chona.
Okay.
But
all
right. Again, why are you fighting anybody? Just move on with your life. And hey, guess what? You get to go, you get to sleep with new people.
Ta-da.
Who aren't cheating on you.
And some good news today. A Connecticut family has been reunited with their dog after 5 years. Their beloved pet went missing 5 years ago. Animal control found the 17-year-old wiener dog.
What?
Last Thursday in a parking lot of a city park. They think this 17-year-old wiener dog may have just been wandering loose for the past half of a decade. She had lost most of her sight and hearing, though a microchip that identified the dog's owners were about 20 miles away, and they reunited them on Monday. It was very emotional, they said. They contacted animal control when their dog, named Lady, first went missing. He said that they live near a wooded area, and they feared that she may have gotten killed by some kind of predator.
Bobcat or something.
Yeah, or had wandered off. And he called Lady the greatest dog that we've ever had.
Oh. Lady was tired of their garbage. She doesn't want to go back home.
No.
We know where Lady's been. She's been hooking up with the tramp.
That's right.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here we are at 6:14 in the morning, and Mahoney is demanding that we play the appropriate part of his favorite mariachi song.
Well, it's not
he
really,
wants, he
it's
wants
not,
the hook.
It's, I mean, Sylvia did point out it's not really mariachi. It's what, Tejano?
No, it's not Tejano. I think it's like Norteño. I'm not good at like with the...
Was that a word?
Norteño?
I feel like...
No, you just went, I think it's Norteño. And we're like, okay, that sounds... Yeah, that sounds right to me.
I feel like what you do what I do when I can't pronounce a word.
All right, can I play the hook now?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on board.
Yeah. Hey!
You gotta dance.
Here
it
comes.
Oh!
That's you, the Lechona!
That's the accordion part!
Oh my god!
You let us up right to the point!
You tease!
What? Why would you do that to us? Get it back!
I'll get it back! Okay!
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's the longest you've ever stood up for? Like, stood up. It's not as easy as it sounds. I stood up once for like 14 hours. And I just fell over.
Message deleted.
Yeah, you never really have an appreciation for how difficult standing up and walking for long periods are until you do it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when I was in Philadelphia last month for the NFL kickoff party, I hosted an event, mm-hmm. and it was outside, and Philly can get really humid, like a lot of the East Coast mm-hmm. can. It's, you know, like 90 degrees with 95% humidity. Woo. Standing up all day doesn't seem like a lot. Unless you do it for like 12 hours straight, and then you realize what a little weakling you are.
Yeah.
Mahoney was complaining about walking around in New York City.
I wasn't complaining. I was saying that my foot
hurts.
Yeah,
you were.
Yes, you were.
What is that complaining?
You were hobbling around going, oh, my foot hurts from walking around so much.
That's not complaining. That's just stating a fact.
That seemed like it was complaining.
It's not a complaint. Yeah. I walked like 36 miles, man.
Okay.
Maybe more.
Well, like at a concert.
Sure, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I've
got to the point now where I much prefer concerts that have seats.
I won't go to a show that I can't sit down at.
Yeah, really?
That's a hard fast rule. There needs to be a bar nearby, and there needs to be a place where I can rest where these dogs can sleep.
You know those things that you see on old people commercials that like the chairs that go up the stairs,
yes.
and you know like movie around the house. Like if they had those at concerts, or if you need a drink, you just push a button and it would just hover you over to the bar and then circle you back around to your seat like a little roller coaster.
But what a difference from like when, like in our early 20s or whatever, like years ago, where you can just like go right in front of the stage.
I used to get in mosh pits. Like, mosh pits, yeah. What a dumbass idea that was.
I've never been one of the rail birds, like the people that hang out right up front.
Oh.
Because you get smushed. Yeah. But yeah, I used to actively go to concerts to seek out running into other people.
Yeah, you'd run into them as hard as you can. Like,
what? Terrible idea.
Like, God, you did?
Yeah, like someone like
pulled you in.
Yeah,
oh, that's
and I'm like, oh god,
acceptable.
oh god.
That does not meet mosh pit etiquette. You're not allowed to pull somebody else in.
You could maybe push a douchebag in. Yeah, not pull. You don't pull anybody.
That was scary.
What you do is the guy who's like trying to be uber violent and tough.
Yeah,
he's like standing on the outside waiting for his perfect time to jump in, and then you push him with your foot.
Right into somebody's elbow.
Yep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My girlfriend. She wants us to get one of those California Kings, and don't get me wrong, we have a big enough bedroom for one, but we'd just be sacrificing a lot of space if we put it in. I mean, is it worth the loss of all that space?
Message deleted.
Yes, what else are you using the space for in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Nothing.
A drawer.
What are you doing, squats?
I mean, unless
lunges?
Unless it will get you so close to the wall that you can properly get in and out of the bed. Absolutely, it's
even then, just climb over the bed.
The whole room should be a bed.
I want a whole room bed. Like when I saw that bed, man, that Shaq had on Cribs like 20 years ago, giant bed. Remember?
Yeah.
I'm like, God, I wish I had a house. That bed was bigger than my house at the time.
Speaking of that episode, do you remember? Because it's seared into my mind how teeny his wife at the time was.
Oh yeah, she's like, teeny tiny.
Oh, that poor girl, and that huge bed.
But what if Shaq's not packing, man?
Shaq.
But even if he's not packing, even if he's got a tiny one, it's still enormous.
Is it, though?
Boy, I hope so.
Because that would be really, really... I mean, like, you have an expectation as a larger man.
Sure,
but
yeah.
But the problem is, you know, I'm 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", Dave, 6'3". You know, we're taller guys, you know, taller than average. Yeah. You know, and
not everything is bigger than average.
But average looks smaller on a bigger body.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like, so Shaq being 7 foot tall and like 350 pounds.
Even if it is impressive, it still could be like, ew, poor guy. How you doing, little buddy?
But I would say,
little Shaq.
You should, I would, like, if I had to sleep on a queen size bed for the rest of my life with somebody else or my fiance, it's like that. I think that would put a strain on the relationship.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like when you go to a hotel,
yeah,
and they don't have like the full size king bed, even though they tell you it's a king bed.
Mm-hmm. So if you have two beds before you had kids and you were traveling, and if you got the two queens instead of the one,
would you
king,
each sleep in one?
That's what we do every time.
Do you really?
Yes.
Like Bert and Ernie.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, Mr. Mahoney, you decided to take the day off. And in your replacement, Dave and Sylvia, they brought in the real Mahoney. Yes, Ross Mahoney. Which, he took over your job on the morning show. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to him, but if you did, how did you think he did?
Message deleted.
No, I never listen to shows that I'm not on.
That's true.
Why would I? Why would I listen to something I'm not on? I'm listening for me.
Mahoney is an avid podcast fan of all of his own programming.
That's right.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Stop stories.
Here's what's making news.
I mean, you have to be a real piece of garbage to steal puppies, don't you?
Yeah.
A man has been arrested for theft of two puppies at a pet land here in Las Vegas last week. Sean Ross faces charges of burglary and grand larceny from the incident that occurred on Friday morning. He was arrested Monday after police received a call about a homeless man setting up camp near a business. Police then contacted a Las Vegas police officer after they identified the guy and recognized him. He had since shaved his head as a way to try to divert attention from who he really was.
Okay.
Oh, you look just like that guy that stole those puppies, only you don't have any hair. I wonder what could have happened.
He was wearing one of those Groucho Marx noses.
Yeah. The man appeared to be under the influence of a controlled substance during his arrest and did not provide any information as to where the puppies might be located.
Oh, no.
They did find one of the puppies. The other one is currently missing.
Ugh, what a piece of garbage.
Also, what year is it? When I saw this story, I'm like, I forgot about all of this stuff happening shortly after 9/11, but all of like the powder being sent to establishments like the Pentagon and the White House and businesses and all
it's
that.
It's been going on. It just hasn't been as prevalent. Like when we were living down in Houston, we lived, we worked at a building that shared a, we were a couple floors higher than Ted Cruz.
His like campaign offices.
His campaign offices were like four or five office floors below ours. And there was a couple times where that building had to get evacuated because there were substances that were sent there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know
Where were you?
When I was probably there. It's like when you're at a casino and the alarm goes off and you're playing blackjack. You're like, well, if I start to smell smoke, I'll probably cash out. But for right now, I'm good.
Well, because you got to walk down all the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got to walk back up the stairs.
Did you do
that? We were on the 19th floor.
Ooh.
That was garbage.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because two envelopes addressed to Secretary of Defense James Mattis and the Chief of Naval Operations, John Richardson, have tested positive for ricin after being intercepted at the Pentagon, according to officials. So they triggered alarms during a screening of the mail facility, which is not inside the main building, but it's nearby. They have been sent to the FBI for additional testing. Did they ever find out who was doing all of that back in the day?
I think they did.
Did they?
You want to go to Guantanamo? This is how you go to Guantanamo. This is how you don't come back. If you send politicians or especially the heads of like our military.
The Secretary of Defense.
Ricin. This is how you end up in Guantanamo with a bag over your head.
So Ian had to call his brother out of concern because more than 400 Kia and Hyundai models spontaneously have caught fire and exploded.
What kind of
models? Sparking demands for recall. So there is a number of them. The 2011 to 2014 Kia Optima.
Okay.
The 2012 to 2014 Kia Sorento.
Okay.
Right. The 2011 to 2013 Kia Sportage.
Oh, not the Sportage.
And the 2011 to 2012 Hyundai Sonata.
All right.
None of your... You have a Hyundai, Sylvia.
Yeah.
But none of those are listed?
No. I'm good. Little Bastard's fine.
Okay. All right.
So, but 500 have caught fire?
400.
What, are they trying to be Tesla?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Travis is joining us this morning. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Is Travis an annoying name because people try to shorten it and it always sucks when they do? Like, what's up, Trav?
Trav.
Or T-Rav.
T-Rav. Oh. Trav dog.
I kind of like T-Rav.
T-Rav?
T-Rav.
If you watch, there's a show called Southern Charmed. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that television show.
You watch that garbage?
My fiance.
My wife loves that show.
Yeah, I think they text about it.
Ugh.
It's sort of entertaining, but Thomas Ravenel, it goes by T-Rav.
T-Rav.
There's a bridge named after him in South Carolina.
All right, T-Rav, you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right. I got five quotes for you. I'm going to play each one for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. I'll play it again, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after it plays a second time. We got a total of five. You're trying to get three or more correct, okay?
All right.
Here we go with the first one.
Gatorade not only quenches your thirst better, it tastes better too, idiot.
You're drinking the wrong water.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Oh, that's Waterboy.
There you go. On the board with one. Easy.
Movie that could not be made today.
Probably not.
Could not. Could not be made today.
On to quote number two. Here we go.
Stay home and eat all the freaking chips, Kip.
My point, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
Ooh, can you hear that one more time?
You got it.
Stay home and eat all the freaking chips, Kip.
My point, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
Ooh, that's a Napoleon Dynamite.
There you go.
Are we doing all films today, Ian, with the actors with speech impediments? Or pretend speech impediments? Is that what's going on?
No. There's a Brendan Fraser movie in here.
It's all right.
Wait, so yes, maybe.
Third quote. I didn't say hair impediments.
You can
come on, man.
He was so handsome, and then he became so not handsome. All right, here we go. You can win it outright, 3 for 3, if you get this correct. Here we go.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd. We want to invite you to have lunch with us every day for the rest of the week.
Oh, it's okay.
Coolness. So we'll see you tomorrow.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
For the win.
Oh, one more time.
Okay.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd. We want to invite you to have lunch with us every day for the rest of the week.
Oh, it's okay.
Coolness. So we'll see you tomorrow.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
A very appropriate movie quote.
Oh, you know what? I have no clue what that
is. T-Rav. Oh, man.
T-Rav.
Lindsay Lohan's finest work.
Rachel McAdams.
Really? Lindsay Lohan's only work? Question mark?
She was in the Parent Trap.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Parent Trap, sure. That was Mean Girls.
No one is wearing pink.
The Canyons with James Dean. Yeah. You don't remember that? Fine.
I see you over there.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Creeps.
My wife would have nailed that one.
All right, so you still have two correct. You can still get a win here. Got two more to go. Here we go. Fourth quote.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Ooh. Oh, I know this one.
Yeah.
For the win.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You did it. You're the best. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. Congratulations to you, T-Rex.
T-Rex.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Mahoney, you were looking at this 2019 BMW 3 Series earlier, and you're talking about how it looks pretty good.
The new design for it is stupid. I mean, it is. It looks. It's like one of those cars you look at and you go, "Damn!"
Oh.
And I'm not traditionally like I like a bigger sedan, even though the BMW 3 Series is more of like a sport compact sedan. It looks damn good. Like BMW styling, they really went out of their way this time.
Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it can do some pretty cool stuff too. So it can drive itself 50 yards in reverse on its own. And it can also
That's crazy.
Get in and out of parallel and perpendicular parking spaces.
That's what I want.
Also has a backup assistant that records steering inputs at speeds under 22, and you can recreate them in reverse to help you navigate out of a tight space, but only as fast as 5.5 miles per hour, which kind of stinks because I want a parallel park at 70. The old Ace Ventura. Like a glove. BMW held the line on pricing for the new model, which starts at $41,245, which is a good chunk of money, but if you're talking
about... That's where it starts. It probably ends at 70.
Yeah, $70,000 for a 3 Series.
That's, to have the automatic reverse. Has anybody ever used the automatic parking? Have you ever had like a rental car or your car use that automatic parking?
Are we the last generation that will know how to parallel park? I mean, because not it's like Sylvia can't even parallel park.
I'd be screwed in California. You can't
parallel park at all?
No.
You've never parallel parked?
No, I've tried.
Here in Las Vegas, I get that, like, you know, we have parking structures everywhere.
And I think that's what it is, because, like, I don't have to.
You've never really had to parallel park.
No, so I don't. That's why I would be screwed in California.
But most major cities, even smaller cities, sure. Like if you go down to the downtown area or whatever.
It's a very normal part of life is parallel parking.
But, I mean, I'm not doing it
You've
like
never
every day.
Parallel parked, though, so even if you had to.
I haven't successfully parallel parked.
You've tried and then just, like, punted on it?
Yeah.
You're like, I am out. But, yeah, it looks pretty good. So if you want to take a peek, they have the 3 Series rolled out right now. We don't know what the 5 Series and the 7 Series and all that stuff.
I hate driving in reverse, though. Like, if you're trying to drive in reverse, especially, it's gotten even worse now because of the backup cameras, because we don't, like...
You don't turn around anymore.
Yeah. So if you ever have to, like, try to back up and drive in reverse for whatever reason...
You still don't turn around even though you have, like, the...
No. Why would you?
I still do.
And do you have sensors on your car?
Yeah, I got the cross sensors.
So if somebody's coming at you, it'll like beep at you.
Oh, see, my car doesn't.
But
the next generation of car will. A lot of current cars don't have that. But if you buy a car in the that's 2016 or newer, most of them have
it'll
that.
Beep.
Like,
okay.
It's something that's been around. You know, the thing that cars have gotten so much better. It's like, you know, backup cameras used to be only on like the fanciest, nicest cars, 15 years ago. And now they're on literally.
It's pretty standard. Yeah.
I think it's almost standard in every car at this point, you know. So the safety features will all trickle down, but the cross sensing whatever cars has saved my ass a whole bunch of times.
Yep. So a survey revealed, speaking of driving, that the majority of drivers admit to distracted driving. So DriversEd.com conducted a survey of over 1,400 drivers in the U.S. and have now released their 2018 Distracted Driving in America report.
Uh-huh.
And a significant number of people admitted to it, which means that pretty much almost everyone does it to some degree, right? More than 54% of surveyed drivers say they have texted behind the wheel. I think that number is more like 80%.
Yeah, they just.
I think it's more like 90.
They don't want to be
honest. The only people who aren't are probably really old people.
Yeah. really old people or very disciplined people who actually take their phone and stick it on that little thing. Kind of like an Uber driver has.
That still counts as texting and driving if it's right there.
It's not texting and driving, but it would count as distracted driving.
I did call Ian the other day, and he did not pick up. He said he didn't pick up because he was driving. So I don't know if he's the type of person who...
He's lying to you. Ian was drunk at a bar.
No way. Actually, Mahoney, I was charging my phone. I just wasn't around it, so I apologize. But no, I do not answer the phone while I'm driving.
Why would you lie to me?
I didn't know because I don't answer the phone while I'm driving, but also I didn't intentionally miss your call. Don't be
really hurtful.
A total of 8% of drivers admit to watching YouTube videos behind the wheel.
Stop that.
What?
What are you
Stop
doing?
That.
A total of 18% of drivers admitted to checking social media behind the wheel. 34% of drivers state they've been comfortable drinking after driving after having at least one drink. After two drinks, 19% said they're comfortable driving. Approximately 10% of drivers report that over a period of 12 months, they've driven after smoking or ingesting marijuana. This figure, however, shouldn't come as a shock. Of those surveyed, 84% said driving after smoking marijuana is less dangerous than driving after drinking alcohol.
It's all dangerous.
Yeah.
You're putting other... You're in a several thousand pound car that's going, you know, can go up to 100 plus miles an hour.
There's kids running around. There's other stuff happening on the streets. You shouldn't be behind the wheel if you're impaired.
You're not a better driver when you're drunk. You're not a better driver when you're high. I want to wring people's necks when they say
when
that.
I'm drunk. Shut up.
No, you are not. You are not.
The worst.
I am guilty of checking my phone at lights. Like I will get on social media at lights. I don't feel like that counts as checking social media while driving if I'm not moving.
Right.
Or if I'm moving like 1 mile an hour.
Right. Or 70.
I do that too. Yeah.
If I'm on an empty highway, if I'm driving like an empty stretch of highway.
If I'm driving between here and Los Angeles.
Yes.
Then you'll do it.
Just nothing but desert.
Nothing around. Sure. If my phone buzzes, I'll look at it. Yes. Okay. I mean, like my face unlocks it now and you just swipe up. So you can quickly look.
See, that's why it's so much easier if you don't have a passcode on there, Dave.
I'm saying it doesn't take any effort at
all. It does. You have to look at your phone. You got to look at it.
You're already looking at your phone.
But is it like...
I like to look at it with a side eye.
Surrounded by morons.
That's all I'm saying. I'm a safe driver, Dave.
Tell me how you feel about this. Toys R Us has canceled their bankruptcy auction, and they now say they plan to revive the brand.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys in Toys R Us
This is like.
Do you think it's tainted now?
This is like.
Bringing, we already went through the breakup.
Yeah. This is like we've already buried it. You know, you can't bring a relative back from the dead.
Then it's a zombie. It's a zombie Toys R Us.
We don't want zombie Jeffrey the giraffe.
We posted that very emotional Jeffrey the giraffe with his suitcase in tow waving goodbye.
Yeah.
You can't come back.
It's over.
It's done.
Yeah. It's like when your ex shows up at your front door at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're like, didn't you miss me? You're like, no.
Jeffrey.
Come on in, Jeff.
One last time. Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Jim the Birdman's Tales from the Bird's Nest.
Jim the Birdman is one of our favorite people here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Ian met him out on the street. He was a man that was hired by a union to do some protesting outside of a grocery store. And the reason why Ian was originally attracted to him is because of his love for pigeons. And that was evident because he was actually literally surrounded by pigeons.
Yeah, the first time I met Jim, there had to be at least 50 pigeons there.
And you just went up and struck up a conversation with him, and you found out that Jim is really a pretty interesting guy. He's lived quite the life. He's not somebody that's addicted to drugs or alcohol or any of that stuff. He's been clean and sober for quite some time.
Very smart guy.
Yeah.
He's very eccentric. Would you say over the last year or so, a friendship has hatched between you two?
Oh, I'll go as far to say one of my best friends at this point. Jim and I can literally talk all day. I know where he lives. He invites me in all the time. He introduces me to all of his neighbors. He tells me about his day. It's honestly one of the better relationships I've developed after being on this show.
Describe the area that the Bird's Nest is what we like to call Jim's apartment.
Yes.
what it's like for people who aren't aware.
So Jim actually, he doesn't live in a tree. It's not an actual nest. It is a borderline abandoned building. Now, it is...
Okay.
According to Jim, it's run by a landlord. I really don't think that's the case, though. I think this is just some guy who's looking to get some money out of some squatters. And that's essentially what it seems like. Jim lives in a dilapidated, abandoned motel He has a very tiny room. Lots of pots and pans everywhere. He works on guitars and guitar amplifiers, so of course those are littered everywhere as
well.
That's
his side hustle. He's trying to get his guitar amplifier repair business up and going.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the building, again, is really, really bad.
But that doesn't mean that Ian's going to shy away. He's willing to go down there to this building and have these conversations because, like you said, Jim at this point is more than an acquaintance.
He's family.
He's
no,
he's a friend, but sure.
No, honestly, I would consider him family at this point. Also, I did find something out that's not in the interview. Jim is actually vegan.
Oh. Really?
Well, I mean, his love for birds and animals, that doesn't shock me.
I asked him if he wanted to go out for dinner either this weekend or the weekend after, and he's like, as long as it's vegan.
Okay.
So I struck up a conversation with Jim yet again. I got the update on his group of pigeons and then also asked him a hot button question that we actually talked about on the show a couple of days ago. So I had Jim weigh in on that as well.
Here's the latest tales from the bird nest.
I'm here at the bird's nest for yet again another edition of Tales from the Bird's Nest. And Jim, you tell me you have a pigeon with two different color eyes now.
I was over at the 7-Eleven, and he was out there in the parking lot, pecking around, looking for whatever he could find. And I don't know why this is. This is bizarre. This belongs on coast to coast. It's too bad Art Bell is dead. I looked over at him, and I leaned down like this, and I said, "You should come up to my front yard. I got food, and I got water. You can eat, and you can drink some water, and you can get washed up." And I walked home. And I forgot all about it. The next morning, there he was, right out there in the front yard. Now, you know, David Bowie had two different colored eyes, right? I think he's got a blue one and a gold one. So what did I name him? Ziggy.
Well, the crowd we have out here looks very, very clean, Jim. And, you know, I can only attribute that to you and, again, everything you do for him.
You know what it is? It's if you provide the opportunity, that's the whole trick. This is one of the reasons why sometimes I actually have more respect for them than I do people. Because how many times have you provided somebody with a great opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just, well, let me see, which word should I use? How about they just flush it right down the drain? Huh? I could use some other more colorful words, but if you're going to be on public airwaves, let's go with that. Now, you know, we keep it G-rated.
Jim is walking out to go find Ziggy right now. He is walking barefoot in gravel right now. Oh, and we have found Ziggy!
There he is. See the white tail feathers? He is about almost twice the size he was when he showed up, and he washes himself so vigorously that it's very, very clean.
He's an obsessive compulsive pigeon. Jim, this is a big debate going on right now on the show. Your undergarment situation, are you a boxer guy? Briefs?
Yeah, definitely. Got to have room to breathe, you know?
So you're a boxer guy?
Absolutely, every time.
Now, have you always been a boxer guy?
Yeah, well, not every, all my life, but you know who changed my mind?
Who changed your mind?
Jeff Foxworthy. You ever heard his line?
No, I haven't.
He said, you know, I was talking about boxers and briefs, and I remember one time when I was about 14, my mom said, "You keep wearing them boxers and your things gonna hang down to your knees." I said, "Well, gee, Mom, what's the downside to this argument?"
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Jim the Birdman's Tales from the Bird's Nest.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, I feel that we're coming to the end of the year. We're able to start really calling out some nominees for the Mom of the Year, the Dad of the Year, and in this case, the Teacher of the Year.
Oh, okay.
This one comes to us from Georgia, and these are two pre-K teachers, so not even kindergartners, mm-hmm. like three-year-old, four-year-old kids. Yeah.
Boy.
And this comes to us from Oakview Elementary. The students were stunned, as were the parents, who were furious when there was allegations involving four-year-old children. Two teachers were accused of zip-tying the kids' hands behind their backs when they misbehaved.
Oh, no. God.
As a parent of a two-and-a-half-year-old, I can tell you, I've thought about it. Never done it.
It was tempting.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I mean, like, these are teachers of other people's kids, and they would zip-tie their hands behind their backs when they were misbehaving, and then they allegedly threatened to throw spiders on them if they didn't stop acting up.
I'm not necessarily mad at that.
Come on. It's terrible.
I mean, that is terrible, but that's kind of funny. The putting the hands behind the back, that's a step too far.
Yeah, with the zip ties, you're going to hurt the kids, right?
Yeah. That is,
you're going to freak them out.
What are you doing? How do you think that's all right? I mean, I get telling kids to, if you want them to behave, you know, some ridiculous stuff like we're going to throw spiders on you.
Yeah.
Maybe, but the zip ties, how do you process that thinking that that is okay?
A 26-year-old Florida man was arrested on Friday on charges of practicing dentistry without a license. Investigators say Alan Turner was making custom molds for grills at his house. Turner said that he was unaware that what he was doing was illegal and that he considers himself more of a jeweler and a hustler than a dentist.
Oh.
His side hustle.
You guys.
You consider yourself more of a.
Yes.
I consider myself more of a doctor, but that doesn't necessarily mean I went to medical school, right?
Yes.
Dr. Mahoney.
Just because I can see Dr. Mahoney.
I consider myself a scholar. I just don't like to read, you see.
I consider myself a rich person, even though I don't have any money.
Turner said that he was fined $1,000 and arrested several weeks later once the state attorney's office chose to file charges against him. He said that business has been good thanks to Facebook.
If you're getting your grills from some dude, what's his name? Alan?
Alan Turner.
Alan, if you're getting your grills from some dude named Alan off of the Facebook marketplace, you are doing your life wrong. I can just flat out say that right now.
I don't trust that.
A 34-year-old guy by the name of Kale Jim in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Kale Jim?
Kale Jim. C-A-L-E.
Oh,
Jim, J-Y-M-M.
God, his parents must hate him.
I know. He lives with his 35-year-old brother, Daniel Jim.
Okay.
And they got into a fight over the weekend when Kale went to eat some leftover ribs, and they were gone.
Kale, did you eat my ribs?
They started arguing who ate the last of the leftover ribs. Kale ended up stabbing his brother, Daniel, in the stomach.
Was he going to get the ribs out? Oh, my goodness.
It's like when you cut open a fish and you're like, wow, there's a couple of lures in there.
You're
resilient.
Nobody likes kale, man. It's supposed to still...
And nobody likes kale.
We've been tricked. It was supposed to be a garnish.
Cops came and arrested him for assault. He could get 12 years in prison.
Those must have been some damn good ribs.
Damn good ribs.
Damn good ribs.
Where'd he get them?
You think if his brother gets locked up for 12 years, he'll be like, I want my baby back, baby.
Do you think the rib place, I mean, that might, you put these ribs so good, they're worth stabbing?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, you seem somewhat intelligent. How far do you think each of you, lifelines included, would, how far would you guys go? You know, like how far do you think you can get in that? Now, do you think any of you would reach into the, like, six-figure question?
Message deleted.
I think he's talking about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because that's one of the lifelines. So you get the three lifelines, the phone a friend, 50-50.
It's so subjective. It just depends. Just depends on if you know the questions, you know?
It's all kind of useless knowledge. Yeah. Like, there's sometimes where I'm watching and I'm like, this is easy. This is a breeze. And then other times it's like the $100 question. I'm like, I have no idea.
If you remember, the first $1 million question was one that I would know. It was who was the only president to appear on Laugh-In? And that was a show that I watched when I was a little kid.
I don't even know what that show is.
It was Rowan Amarn's Laugh-In. It was on Nick at Night. It was like in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, okay.
Goldie Hawn got her start.
What was the correct answer?
Richard Nixon.
Oh, okay.
I knew it because I had watched the show, but how would I know that if I didn't watch
even
the
if you phoned a friend, even if you asked the audience? Like, the worst is when they blow a lifeline on Ask the Audience, and then it's like 50-50.
Yeah.
Or the audience gets it wrong.
The audience only gets it if on the early ones.
Yeah.
If it's on the easy ones. If it's like a pop culture, and it's like probably one of the easier ones. I think I could probably get to at least the $32,000 mark, which is like the second.
Would you cash out at $32,000?
I would keep going until I didn't know an answer, I think. I wouldn't randomly guess an answer, though.
I think I'd go bust at like $4,000.
You would get Pat. The first five questions are easy.
Yeah.
Traditionally. That's a show
nervous.
That, like, is that even still on in, like, syndication? Yeah.
No, I think they're still shooting episodes
here.
Who is
the host?
Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison is now the host. The guy from The Bachelor.
Oh.
Really?
They shoot episodes here in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. They have a like a soundstage over behind Bally's or something.
Oh. So Terry Crews was the host at one point?
What?
So it went Regis, okay. then yeah. Meredith Vieira.
Yep, I remember that.
I remember that. Then Cedric the Entertainer. I missed what? That one. Terry Crews.
What?
And now Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison. I the only reason I know that is because he was talking about it, and I'm a big fan of The Bachelor.
Okay.
No, but he was talking about it on that, and yeah. so because of that, I know.
If I had to pick a game show to go on, that would be the one I would choose, though. I think
not
I
Double
would,
Dare from back in the day? They're bringing that back.
You're not enough money.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like money per, like, Survivor, you get $1 million, right? Isn't that what the winner of Survivor gets, $1 million? Which, it's been the same for, like, almost 20 years now. Time to, like...
Nah, that's plenty.
Let's kick it up a little bit.
That's fine.
Like... think of $1 million 20 years ago is way sure. worth way more than it is now. It's like bump it up to like $5 million.
Do the math on that. What is $20 million or what is $1 million in today's money from 20 years ago? Because the show Survivor's been on the air for 37 seasons.
Since 1999.
Yeah.
So that would be worth $1.5 million.
Wow. Okay.
So again,
yeah.
almost
50% increase, sure.
So at least go up to 1.5, maybe 2.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I was at the grocery store the other day, and I'm a pretty tough guy. There's like this 5-year-old kid, and he's walking with his mom, and I saw his face kind of get all weird, and then he started crying. Now, I'm not sure why, but I got really choked up just looking at him. Like, I don't even know where that emotion came from.
Message deleted.
It's empathy, man.
He thinks you're ugly.
You're awful looking. You make babies cry.
Which is
with
why,
just your mere presence.
Which is why Dave's daughter cries every time she sees me.
That's actually true. She doesn't do it anymore. She has come to know
occasionally, only occasionally now.
But when she was a little kid, he would come over and she would just look at him and just burst into tears.
Because you're tall and you're scary.
I think it's the
baby.
Beard. I think it was the beard.
It was the beard.
She does not like beards.
It was a thing, and she must know that her father is incapable of growing a beard.
So she thinks just like every man.
Every man with a beard is an evil.
Yeah.
One up and son of a bitch.
But she likes Santa though.
No, she hated Santa.
She still hates Santa. She still hates Santa?
Well, I mean, as of last Christmas, you know. Yeah. So I think this year she'll probably have come
around, like, hey, I'm getting stuff.
But I have a picture of her on her first Christmas, which she was almost a year old at the time. And she is just like full on in that. You know how like little kids do that like rigor mortis, like the body thing where they'll just like stretch out as far as possible and just go stiff as a board. And this poor Santa has this look of just despair in his eyes. Like, why did I sign up for this crappy job? And he was a bad Santa too. He was like 36. You know, he's like the young Santa Claus with a bad fake beard on. He's just sitting there like, I hate my life.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So if you think you're having a bad day or a bad week, just imagine this is you. You go to the Ryder Cup, big golf tournament, you're excited to be there, you're hanging out, having a good time, maybe enjoying a couple of adult beverages, and all of a sudden, pow!
Wah-pah!
You get hit right directly in the eyeball by a golf ball. 49-year-old woman was hit in the eye by a tee shot out of all of them, right? Not coming out of a bunker, not anything short of the hardest, fastest moving ball possible from Brooks Koepka on Friday.
Has a lot of power.
And he can drill it off the tee. Her eye got hit by this golf ball, and her eyeball, ready for this?
What?
Exploded.
No!
Blood was gushing from her right eye. She now said that scans revealed her eyeball exploded and her socket was fractured, causing her to lose sight in that eye. She said on Monday she plans to sue the tournament organizers as there is no warning from officials before the ball came flying into spectators on the sixth hole. The EPGA, which is the body that governs the European golf, said it will investigate the incident, which, quote, could take some time.
There's video of it.
Is there video of it?
Yeah, and it's awful.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it.
I don't know. I'm torn on this one because I feel really, really bad for her because anyone losing an eye, it's horrible.
Especially
right?
in that fashion.
In that fashion is awful. Orbital bone breaking. Like, if you've ever watched an orbital bone surgery be done, it is disgusting. Like, you know, it's a pretty common fracture for fighters. And so, you know, it's something that I've watched over the years.
Happens in boxing and MMA a lot.
Yeah. And they have to shave down your skull. It is horrific.
Pay this woman her money.
pay for her medical expenses, but should she get any money on top of that? You think so?
They have insurance for this sort of thing. I mean, it was a freak accident.
But you are, as a spectator, you are supposed to be aware of what's going on, especially on a golf course.
But you can't really on a golf course. It's not like even a baseball game is different, right? Like at a baseball game, you can see the ball coming. Mm-hmm. People can catch a baseball. That's how the game baseball actually works, is that you try to catch the baseball. But with a golf ball, you can't see it coming a lot of times. It's teeny tiny, and they are supposed to warn you. Like, if a ball is going towards the crowd of people,
they say four.
They say, look out, something. Yeah. And she's saying that didn't happen.
I call shenanigans.
Pay her her money.
I call shenanigans on that. It's you have a responsibility when you're at a baseball game, a hockey game, a football game, golf. Especially golf.
Her eye exploded.
Yes, it's awful. Like medical expenses.
Even a puck at a hockey game you can see coming better than a golf ball.
I could track a golf ball just fine.
No, you can't.
Sure, I can.
No, you can't.
Sure, I can.
No, you're like, oh, look at that one. Another one in the trees.
Right into the water.
Right into the water. Splash. See, I know where it went.
Exactly.
So the FDA has raided the Juul headquarters.
The what?
Yeah, it's the people that make all the vapes.
They make vapes. They have a headquarters.
And they have a very impressive headquarters, actually. And the FDA raided it because they said, we think that maybe you're trying to sell your product specifically to teenagers. They are the fastest growing consumer group of the e-cigarettes. And sure enough, when the FDA raided their building, they found that there was specific marketing plans to go after youth. And they said that it is now an epidemic. E-cigarettes can threaten your health and create nicotine addicts just like regular cigarettes.
Yeah. Of course it can.
And now the CDC released a report revealing that Juul's sales skyrocketed by 641% last year.
I believe it.
And a lot of that has to do with teens. Now, Ian, you have some experience with this.
I do. I used to puff on one of these.
On one of the vapes?
Yeah, on one of the Juuls, definitely.
And but you've stopped puffing on that?
Yes, I have.
And you recently had somebody come into your studio over there and was vaping in your studio inside.
In the building. Here in the studios.
And you know how disrespected that made me feel? Like, I had to kick her out. Because she comes in here and she thinks it's all cool, busting out the vape and just taking a quick little hit, you know, in the middle of a conversation. And I'm like, you realize we're inside right now.
You gotta go outside. I don't want your lung vapor, something that's been inside of your body out that I can see. You know, I don't want to see that. Go outside. And kids, if you're listening, it doesn't make it cool.
No.
Like,
it doesn't make you a rebel. It just makes you look like a giant douchebag.
I bet that dude doesn't even vape, bro.
No, but these are actually like a meme at this point. If you look at like some Barstool videos and stuff like that, the Juul is everywhere, and it does.
Is the Juul the one with the big cylinder on it?
No, it's just kind of like a. It looks like a USB.
Oh,
yeah, okay. it looks like a USB. But again, the marketing tactics definitely a little shady.
They're marketing to kids.
Can I take things a step further? I would say 80% of the time when I see somebody driving like a douchebag,
they're vaping.
I'll look over at them and they've got the big vape in their hand.
Oh, totally.
Almost always.
That one that looks like a tailpipe.
Yeah, yeah. Some chick in a Nissan Altima almost sideswiped me the other day, and of course. I pulled up, you know, I was driving down the 215, and I went to give her the stink eye, and sure enough, like, she's just not paying attention, just holding her vape and swerving in and out of lanes and everything else. I'm like, why are those so synonymous?
So the only thing I think should be legally, we should be able to legally discriminate against is people who vape.
People that vape in general don't bother me. It's the people that overdo it.
I don't know. I just feel like all of it in general is
if
just
you're
so
walking
douchey.
Around at a pub in a public setting and you leave this huge cloud of douchebaggery behind you, I dislike you instantly. Yeah. I don't think we could ever be friends.
If you like, I don't know. I hate smoking. Like when we went to New York over the weekend, like East Coast. Like the thing about being out west, you know, you don't see a lot of people smoking out in public. Very rarely.
What are you talking about?
Like in the casinos, you do. But I'm saying, like,
if the casinos or every bar that you go in, like, you see it all over.
No, I'm saying, like, if you're walking, if you're shopping at the mall, or if you're outside of a restaurant, you traditionally don't see people out west. Yeah. Traditionally, you don't. But on the East Coast, seems like everybody smokes.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not a fan of...
when I was in New Jersey last, just everyone smokes.
I'm not a fan of if you are going to ruin somebody else's atmosphere. That is a douchebag move.
Is that when you realize your lungs were very sensitive?
No, my lungs aren't sensitive. Ooh. I enjoy, like, and I know I sound like a hypocrite. I enjoy a cigar, but I will only enjoy a cigar in the privacy of my own home or in a cigar lounge.
Right.
Totally.
Because people that smoke cigars, as a cigar smoker as well, people that smoke cigars in public
are
inconsiderate.
Just as big a douchebags as the vapors. So
bigger.
So should I go fart in her studio then if she does that again? Like, what should I do about that? I don't want to rat her out.
No, you should rat her out. Go to Tracy the engineer. Tell him.
Oh damn.
Go smoke a cigar in her studio.
Yeah, there you go.
And blame it on her.
You're not allowed. Like, that is just it's so disrespectful on so many different levels. Yeah.
Speaking of being a little overly sensitive, Mahoney, the University of Manchester Students' Union has passed a resolution to ban clapping at student union events at the start of the academic year on September 27th. According to the student newspaper, argued that the loud noise of traditional clapping and the whooping pose an issue to students with anxiety or sensory issues.
Whoa, 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 Dave.
And don't get me wrong. I understand that there are people who are afflicted by certain, they have certain conditions that, you know, loud noises and or things can set them off. But everyone should not have to stop because of what you are doing, you know. Or
everyone shouldn't stop expressing happiness.
What? So, how do you, like, what do you just so sit what there happened? And you just look? Like, how creepy
and
is
you
that?
You can't even woo.
What are we?
You
woo, woo.
They want them to do jazz hands instead.
They're like, what?
No.
The sign language.
What if you're like a public speaker and you go to that school and you're delivering this great speech and you have applause lines? How awkward is that?
So.
And that's what I'm going to do to make this country great.
Yeah.
If you have.
Sylvia, no.
Yeah, no.
Jesus. Dang it. I can't get with the
Sylvia,
picture.
Sylvia pulls out the Howard Dean.
This is. I miss the Howard Dean.
I do too.
I miss that.
That was such an innocent time.
That was such an like that's when your whole political career could be ruined by one sound effect.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
One of the oaths that we took at broadcasting school before we were awarded our golden certificate of on-air personality-dom was to provide a service to the greater good. We are but servants for you, the community.
Dave.
What?
You didn't graduate from broadcasting school.
You're right. Then they don't give you a certificate.
Actually,
none of that's true.
Actually, I have a certificate.
Oh, you do?
I do have one.
But no, we are public servants. We are here to help people in any way that we can. And sometimes that's finding love, which is what the Missed Connection Inspection is all about. These are people that have taken to the internet to try to find love, and we are furthering that by broadcasting their message.
Ian has spent a lot of time on Craigslist, delving deep.
Too much time.
Getting
way deep. Way deep in there.
Super deep. So where are these coming from? Are these from Las Vegas and Albany this week?
Yes. Yes, they are. And shout out to Albany. You got some freaks out there.
Yeah,
some
love it.
Freaks.
Freaky deaky.
All right, this is just titled Guy with the Nice Mustache.
Mm.
I saw you this morning. We never change numbers. You was with you wife. I asked you where restrooms was. Remember, I comment what a nice mustache you have? Let's grab a beer and see where things go.
Again.
Rawr.
So many times. Mustache. Dudes. Trying to creep on other dudes when they're out with their wife.
Oh, you think this is a dude?
Oh, 100% that's a dude.
I believe so as well.
100%.
Yeah.
100%, Dave.
This one says, I would like to find an older female for a walking partner. Now, Ian, you tend to be more up on the Craigslist lingo.
Yep.
This isn't code for anything, is it?
No, walking partner.
All right.
No.
Are they looking to walk malls? Because I'm in. I need a partner. I need to get back to my my fit shape.
Well, they say an older female walking partner, but you know you got some
I got some
weird shaped man boobs, so that you may qualify.
These are B cups. I like to call them bro cups.
Oh my goodness.
I prefer to go out as soon as the light comes out. I'm trying to get started back again, and some company would really help out. Let's see if this might work out. Through the years, I've had a few partners, and it sure does help to get out and keeps things regular with some good conversation. I'm in my early 70s.
See, I'm not mad at this one. I feel like that's a pretty wholesome misconnection.
Nice.
This
sessions.
Is the first wholesome one we've had.
Yeah, you're in the wrong place, buddy.
This is
not a spot for wholesome connections.
Very innocent.
Read the rest of the ad, sir, please.
This one is titled Cute Girl at McDonald's. You are the skinny ebony girl who wanted a bite of my apple pie. I was hoping you wanted more because I had more than pie to share.
It's a different apple pie he's talking about.
What in the hell are you talking about? You were at McDonald's and some chick asked for a bite of your apple pie?
That's a little like...
What is going on
here? You're stepping over the boundaries, lady. Yeah. This is my apple pie.
Well, I mean, I applaud you for being as bold as you are, but that is just too much, madame.
Can you seductively eat an apple pie from McDonald's?
Probably can.
You know, if you let the apple drippings get like drip down or on like your chin, onto your chest.
I've heard people doing other stuff to apple
pie. A chunk of apple.
That's the noise you make.
I do like the two pies for a dollar. I think they still do that.
Do they?
Maybe. Maybe they're not special. I do like a hot apple pie.
In those little sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, here you go. Titled Homeless Girl at Little Walmart.
Oh, boy.
I see you all the time. I try to give you money, but your lazy boyfriend is always with you. I quit giving it to you because I saw him take it from you. Today, I handed him $2 and said, share it with her, 50-50. I think you're so sexy. Baby, leave that bum, and I'll take such good care of you in all ways. I know what loyalty is, and I see it in you with him. Ditch that lame butt. I'll have you in a bed, nice clothes, new heels going out all the time, a full belly with one thing or another. LOL, but seriously, I want you bad, and I know you gotta have it. And I'd be happy supporting it.
Wow. So
see this and at least find out if I can get you smiling.
Guys are the worst.
Why are we so thirsty?
God,
you're
just
going to give her a dollar?
Hey, you know, I did see a really, really cute homeless lady over by Walmart the other day, though. So,
you think this is the same one?
No. Maybe. Maybe, but...
I'm always skeptical of good-looking homeless people.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Like, you're good-looking. You got the world in front of you. Like, what? How is this possible?
I think they're hustling us.
I feel like they're hustling us, too.
Yeah. I like that this guy's like, I gave your boyfriend $2 and told him to split it with you 50-50.
Just a dollar?
Like really? What?
Come on, man.
What kind of, you're going to put me in heels going out all the time to where? You hang out at Walmarts and creep on homeless chicks.
Dave, two apple pies for a dollar.
Yeah, you're right.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So you remember that guy from The Cosby Show, Jeffrey Owens, who was kind of shamed for working at Trader Joe's?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He has made his triumphant return to television. So after his interview about the difficulties of making ends meet once the Cosby Show is pulled from syndication because Bill Cosby is an awful creep, his residuals check stopped coming. Tyler Perry took notice, offered him a role on his show on the OWN Network, which is the Oprah Channel, The Haves and the Have-Nots. Owen says he is beyond grateful for the opportunity to work with Perry, adding that having a character tailored specifically for him has been, quote, incredible.
That's good.
New lease on life in his pop culture business of getting actually back on television. Probably would have been a tough road to hoe for Jeffrey Owens because it had been a hot minute since he had done a lot. And now he has got that opportunity
again. At first he was a little hesitant to take it. I believe he...
Didn't want any handouts.
Yeah, he didn't want any handouts.
Well, he still didn't want handouts. And it's interesting because Nicki Minaj gave him $25,000.
Right.
And he took that money and he donated it.
Wow.
Like, I was really impressed by all of his interviews, you know, just this guy, how humble he was and how eager he was to work. And so this is kind of, you know, this is what you do. Like, you know, life has its ups, its downs, and you work through them, you know, and he did and didn't ask for a handout and it pays off. And I think this guy will continue to have a pretty successful career from here on out.
Are you a fan of Christian Bale?
I am. I think he's an insane person, but I feel like that him being an insane person makes him an amazing actor. I didn't love his Batman voice. That's the thing I don't like.
Yeah,
the most.
He ruined Batman.
He didn't ruin
Why
Batman.
Did you Batman?
He ruined it.
I feel like it you was a Batman, directorial choice that chose him to do that voice, and I didn't love that. But I feel like his overall portrayal of Bruce Wayne was pretty good, and I feel like him as an actor, he's pretty amazing.
As far as getting into character, he does an amazing job with, what was that, The Machinist? Is that what it was?
Where he lost
like a lot of weight.
90 pounds.
Well, he's done the opposite now, so he is going to be playing the role of Dick Cheney.
And I was like, this is a stretch. Like, how is Christian Bale going to play Dick Cheney? And then I saw the photos.
It's pretty good.
He is going to play the 46th Vice President of the United States. And is that right? 46th Vice President of the United States? How is that possible? Have we had more VPs than presidents?
Yes. There's been a couple times where we've had several vice presidents.
Okay.
All right. They've left.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So the movie is called Vice, and Amy Adams is going to star opposite of Bale as Lynn Cheney. Steve Carell is going to play Donald Rumsfeld. And Sam Rockwell is going to play George W. Bush.
Really?
Vice is going to hit theaters on Christmas Day, December 25th.
I'm curious to see what Sam Rockwell looks like at George W., but I mean, Christian Bale looks like Dick Cheney.
Steve Carell is Donald Rumsfeld?
That's another stretch, too.
Maybe. I mean, Steve Carell
is... Is this going to be a buddy comedy?
I don't know.
Like,
man.
Anchorman 3? I don't know. I'll watch it.
A man got arrested outside of the home of supermodel Miranda Kerr and Evan Spiegel, who is the guy that founded Snapchat. Multiple patrol cars raced the streets toward their mansion on Tuesday afternoon. Law enforcement sources say a resident called cops after a man was spotted knocking on several doors. Cops arrived, and the suspected guy was under the influence. Also discovered he had outstanding warrants. He allegedly resisted arrest, and that's why cops called for backup. They have had, you know, trouble in the Hollywood area, the Hollywood Hills, with a lot of high-end homes getting broken into recently. Yeah. You probably heard about those stories. This was another case, but thanks to some neighbors that caught a glimpse of this guy before he was able to break in, they stopped it before it actually happened. And last but not least, I actually kind of love this. Lady Gaga fans are accused of writing fake reviews for Venom.
Get out of here.
To support A Star Is Born.
For Little Monsters.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Both movies are coming out this weekend. A Star Is Born is the Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga one.
Getting great reviews, by the way. It's like 96% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
I was a little bit worried about that.
People are saying that it's Bradley Cooper's best performance ever.
And he stars and directs it.
And I like Lady Gaga. I mean, as far as an actress and singer, she is incredibly talented.
Very talented.
I don't think that they need to write any more bad reviews.
How's Venom doing?
Venom, right now, there's about 40 reviews from the pool that they...
The critics?
The critic pool, and it's at 30%. So, I mean, I'm not shocked because this is a Sony film that's also kind of doing, like, the Marvel universe, but...
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Nobody does it like Disney and Marvel together. Yeah. Like that is where it's at. Everybody else who's kind of been like dabbling in there, and like when Sony has the creative,
you're trying.
Control.
Yeah, but it just doesn't work.
And Venom is kind of a secondary character in the Spider-Man world to begin with.
Yeah.
So when you don't have Spider-Man in there, also he's not in the film. So.
Or is there a real high level coup going on here where it turns out like 36 of those 40 critics. That are trusted by Rotten Tomatoes have just been Lady Gaga, Little Monsters, and trolls the entire time.
They're also saying that the fact that this is not an R-rated movie it really hurts it.
Yeah,
because this Venom's kind of an R-rated villain, and it really would have to go above and beyond.
Venom has to bite people in half for me to be interested.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tom Hardy's a great actor, but this doesn't look like it's going to be a very critically acclaimed movie. But I have a feeling that it's going to be a commercial success this weekend.
Well, Mahoney. Would you like to go see Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper?
I actually do. I don't know if I need to go to the theater for that, but that's definitely one that I will see
eventually.
On, like, you know, iTunes or something, or Netflix.
On Netflix?
Something somewhere.
Right. On Netflix in 4 years from now when it's released.
Netflix has been doing a pretty good job putting new stuff out.
So those are the two big movies this weekend, and maybe you don't believe all of the totally negative reviews for Venom, but so far, not great reviews. Meanwhile, 95% fresh for old Lady Gaga.
Man, her fans are crazy.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do too, man.
But Venom's going to bomb on its own.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
Chris is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. And Mahoney, you actually know Chris via social media. He goes by Beer Zombies.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh. He's a very talented individual and a smart man. So I know he'll be a worthy adversary today. And who wants to be smarter than a community college dropout?
Chris, tell us about your level of education.
I graduated high school, and that's pretty much as far as that went. And then, school of hard knocks.
All right. So Mahoney has at least a couple of years on you. Went to community college. Didn't quite get that associate's degree. Just a smidge shy.
Spent several years in community college.
Yeah. You guys are going to be asked the same five questions. There is no pass today. If you get more correct than Mahoney, you will win. And I'll just tell you right now, it's going to be easy. Mahoney hasn't won this in a couple of months. He's been doing really bad.
Well, since Chris is such a nice gentleman, I may decide to throw
this
particular round. Okay. You smarter?
All right. Go ahead and take your headphones off. Get out of the studio. Bye. Mahoney is going to a totally separate room right now, which is soundproof. He does not have access to these questions. Again, the same five questions will be asked to each of you. There is no pass today. Are you ready for your first question?
I'm ready.
Okay. If you get one correct today, you hear the screaming eagle of success. If you get it incorrect, it's the disapproving pony. Here is question number one. What is 7 cubed?
49.
Cubed.
7 cubed.
Cubed. Man, I don't know.
No.
343. Not an easy one. I probably would have got that wrong, too. Yeah. But 343 is the correct answer. On to question number two. Who said, give me liberty or give me death?
Man.
Oh, boy.
I know. This is not looking good. Give me liberty or give me death. George Washington.
No.
No, that was Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry.
Probably would have been my guess, too. George
Washington. All right. I think you'll get this one. How many milligrams are in a gram?
100.
No.
A 1,000 milligrams are in a gram.
All right.
All right. Well, you still have two questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we do a bonus? You
know.
No. Oh, okay.
What is the sum?
Like 25 more.
What is the sum of the first three odd numbers?
9.
Hey, yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Woo, woo.
Fifth and final question. What element's chemical signal is SN? What element's chemical symbol is SN? S as in Sam. SN.
Man, I have no idea. I don't know. No clue. 1 out of 5. Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Ten is the correct answer.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
10?
Okay. 10, yeah. Well, I mean, Mahoney has done worse. I think a couple of weeks ago he got all five wrong.
Yeah.
So you still have a shot.
But then he complained.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Yeah, that's right. So hang with us. Mahoney has burst through the door.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking aggressive. You ready to go?
All right. Did you do push-ups?
No.
Why are you winded?
No. It was a long walk from across the hallway.
It is about 11 feet.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Question number one, there is no pass today.
No pass.
Same five questions.
Okay.
What is 7 cubed?
7 cubed?
Uh-huh. 5 seconds.
I don't know what 49 times 7 is right off the top of my head. Pass.
There is no pass.
There's no
today.
Pass.
Yeah.
No.
Or no,
343 is the correct answer.
Cool.
Who said?
Give me a pen and paper.
Stop complaining.
So stupid. God, your questions are the worst.
Look at this.
Every single week.
The meltdown has begun.
I love it. It's so dumb.
Oh,
these are so dumb. This is Chris. You agree these questions are dumb, right?
Don't answer.
I'm on Mahoney's side.
Oh, yeah, totally. Thank you.
Who said, "Give me liberty or give me death"?
God, I know this.
5 seconds.
They hung him. They did. I can't.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
I can't remember his name.
No.
That would be Patrick Henry.
Yep.
Patrick Henry.
And they hung him.
Question number three. How many milligrams in a gram?
How many milligrams? 1,000.
1,000 milligrams is correct. You on the board with one.
Uh-huh.
What is the sum? You'll have 5 seconds to answer this once I get done asking it. What is the sum of the first three odd numbers?
First three odd numbers, 1, 3, and 5, 9.
9 is correct.
These are not. These are so stupid.
They're not stupid.
You're bad at this. You are so bad at this game.
This is like six to eighth grade questions.
She is the one who comes up with these questions every week, and I thought
they are sixth to eighth grade.
I thought we agreed last week that we were no longer going to have her do these questions because
what do you want asked?
Not dumb math questions.
Okay, then what do you want asked?
We don't have pens and papers in front of us. Chris is driving.
Okay, then what do you want asked?
Chris, are you driving right now?
No.
No, he's not.
He's trying to help you out. I know you missed that first one, you son of a bitch.
All right.
I definitely missed that first.
That's right. That's right.
Final question. Which element's chemical symbol on the periodic
table
of elements is SN?
SN?
SN.
Silicone?
Silicone is...
Not right.
Is that even an element?
Silicone is an element.
It is?
Yeah. No.
What is it?
Tin.
Tin. Great. Great questions.
Mahoney, you got only two correct. Meanwhile, Chris only got one correct. So, Mahoney...
Let's just give Chris the tickets.
He does not deserve them.
These are dumb questions, and I'm sorry you had to sit through this game and play, because this is supposed to be, people are driving to work, and they're supposed to be playing along. Nobody knows this crap. These are awful questions.
So you're bitching because the questions are too hard, but when I had the last questions, then you're like, these are too easy. These are dumb. You're always going to complain.
What's 49 times 7 off the top of your head?
You're always going to complain.
343. Easy. Oh, yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So Utah must cover $450,000 in legal fees after losing a Deadpool case. And you're like, Deadpool the movie? Yes, Deadpool the movie. A federal judge last week ordered Utah to pay nearly $500,000 in legal fees after losing a court case involving a movie theater that served alcohol during a screening of a rated R movie, which is against the rules.
Did you say
a
movie theater?
Movie theater.
Is that a place where cows go to watch films?
Yes. So at the time, it was a violation of state law to offer booze during movies that included full frontal nudity and simulated adult relations. The Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control threatened to tax Brewies? Is that what it's called?
Brewies.
Brewies, that's funny.
Yeah.
Brewies Cinema Pub up to $25,000 following screenings of the R-rated sequel. So the theater, previously fined for showing other racy features like Magic Mike XXL, sued the conservative state and won. And as a result, the state now has to pay their legal fees, which come out to almost $500,000.
I love this and I hate this because it's so dumb that Utah has laws on the books that you can't serve beer in a place that shows R-rated movies.
Utah still has a limit on how strong beer can be. So I was up in Utah a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you told me about that.
And I ordered an IPA, not thinking anything of it, just a Goose Island IPA, because that's what they had at this little festival thing that was going on. Uh-huh. And as I'm sitting there drinking, I'm like, this tastes a little weird.
It tastes like water, doesn't it?
And then I looked at it, and sure enough, 3.2% alcohol in an IPA.
Which is nothing.
Super duper.
Yeah.
Thanks for the flavored water.
Ew.
Awful.
Beer flavored water.
So the reason why I like this is because the state needs to be told to, hey, stop trying to legislate your morality, especially in 2018 when it's like, here's an R-rated movie. R-rated movies have been around for a billion years. And guess what? People drink beer as well. And putting the two together doesn't mean the fabric of society is going to be ripped apart. But the reason it upsets me is because the money that they have to pay to the theater, Brewies, is taxpayer dollars, and it could be spent on other things like, I don't know, education or something more productive.
But what do they think if they're watching an R-rated movie and they're drinking beer?
Hedonistic things. So everybody's going to rip off their clothes and an orgy's going to break
frisky?
Out. And
orgies are not acceptable in Utah unless it's you and all of your wives.
Yes.
Okay.
Just so dumb. Like, let people live their lives if they're not... Like, should they... If you drink too much and you drive, should you be arrested? Yes. But if
you're putting other people at risk.
Yes.
Like you said, stop trying to legislate morality.
Utah. It's such a pretty state, too.
Utah's gorgeous. It's wonderful.
The national parks there are phenomenal. The people are very nice.
Yes.
But, like, your laws are just so dumb.
So dumb. So you remember that story about the dude who got the bionic and finally was able to have relations?
Did they kick him out of Utah?
No. He's 45 years old, underwent an intensive 10-hour operation to fit the thing on, and he described it as ridiculously big, so good for you. He ended up getting it on for the first time at 45 years old.
That is what technology is all about. Thank goodness somebody, you know, like, I would like to, you know, does he shake the hand of the guy who created that for him?
More like a high five, I think.
High five, yeah. Okay. So what happened after he got it on?
Well, he recovered after having the 10-hour operation, uh-huh. And him and his girlfriend hooked up, okay. And then he collapsed on the floor of their home and went into a coma.
No.
Son of
a
bitch.
Is that what they call it?
He's like, baby, make me a sandwich. I'm going to go take a nap.
So did he wake up?
The biggest worry was that the damage was caused by having the relations. Turns out he actually had a gallbladder issue.
Oh, okay.
Doctors performed a keyhole surgery, and he is still recovering. He said, considering that the relations were not actually what caused the coma, he is still excited for the future with his girlfriend, including having children.
And it wasn't that good.
What do you mean it wasn't that good?
It wasn't that good.
You're having relations that put you into a coma for 5 days?
If I was that chick, I would put that as my Facebook tagline. Put that on my... I blanked that dude into a coma.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, I can hear you really frustrated about those are you smarter than the college dropout questions. I think I can actually hear you banging on the table through the radio. But weren't you just complaining that who wants to be a millionaire is more like trivial questions, like if you just happen to know? I mean, but your questions, like you would have to, you learn through a textbook at some point.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, any time that you have questions on a game show, which is kind of what that is, it's like a game show style feature, mm-hmm. There's going to be some level of trivia to them.
No, but
he's not open to what you're saying.
Cubed, like I can figure that out with a pen. Give me a pen, but doing that math in my head,
okay,
no.
Well, then I'll compromise with you. I won't have any math questions in there.
Math questions are fine, but it's
don't
like...
Don't compromise with him because he's stupid.
I'm not.
He wants all history questions because that's his subject.
Sorry,
He also bombed all the science questions.
I didn't bomb one science question. I didn't know...
And you bombed it. You bombed all of them.
I didn't know what the periodic table element
symbol
was for 10. So dumb. You wouldn't have got any of them. You wouldn't have got any of them.
I would have got them all.
You got one, maybe.
I got them all. Easy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, can somebody please tell me that these messages that pop up on my phone, like, this is the U.S. government, you're visiting a restricted website, yada, 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 those aren't real, right? I'm just on Pornhub. Nothing illegal. Pornhub isn't illegal, right?
Message deleted.
No, it's not illegal,
it's
man.
It's like the fifth most popular website in the States.
Yeah. Have you noticed that more mainstream, a friend of mine told me that more mainstream brands have been advertising on that website.
Really?
Yeah.
I have an ad blocker, so I don't
see. There was one that...
Like what?
Even like pizza places.
Pizza places?
It's pretty
Are
smart.
Are you sure it wasn't a pizza? Like, it wasn't like...
Wait, is it like a sponsored one? So like... You open the door and like,
who? No.
It's like one of those.
There was actually a story about that a few months ago about how a pizza place started advertising on an adult website, and their numbers went through the roof because all these guys are like, well, I might as well get the pizza on the way here before and click, and then, you know.
Well, do you do that and then you're eating pizza?
I mean, not at the same time.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's not going to take 45 minutes. It's not like how girls do where they light candles and have an experience.
Speak for yourself, man.
Oh. I appreciate you, Ian.
Draws himself a bath, puts some rose petals in there.
Oh, that's sexy.
Reads a Diane Steele novel.
Oh, so steamy.
Oh, yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's a dated reference there.
What's the best dad movie you've ever seen? Everyone has one. Mine has to be Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. That or Made in Manhattan.
Message Ooh, deleted.
The best bad movie that you've ever seen. Well, it involved a pizza guy.
Dave Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
If you had to choose one superpower that you could have, what would it be? A new survey was done that asked kids to name the superpower that they'd want to have. And I have the top answers for you.
Okay.
Number 7 was magical powers like Harry Potter. Came in at number 5%. Number 6 was super strength. Also at 5%.
Okay.
Number 5, a superpower that would allow you to make the world a better place.
Oh, what kind of crap superpower is that? You hippie. Go plant a tree. That's a superpower.
Number 4 was super speed. That could be kind of fun, yeah, right?
Got that one down.
Uh-huh. Sorry, honey. Uh-huh. Number 3, mental powers like mind control or moving things with your mind.
Telekinesis. Okay.
That'd be kind of cool.
It's not bad. It's all right. It's all right.
Number 2, being invisible.
That's such a garbage. That's such a garbage power. That's not a power. That's called life.
That's a power.
Is it?
Yeah, you could go anywhere that you wanted at any time.
And do what?
Be invisible.
Steal money.
Why are you going to spend the money if you're invisible?
Wait a minute.
You're not invisible all the time. You get to choose when you get to
be invisible. But
if you can't control it, who says?
Like if you steal the money, if you touch it, does it become invisible as well? Or is it just going to be floating money?
That's not how
money?
Invisibility
no,
works.
No, you just walk. There's a bunch of floating bags walking out the door.
It's garbage. Invisibility,
and then they think it's a ghost, so now they're all freaked out.
Invisibility is the worst superpower you could have chosen. Even making the world a better place is a better superpower than that. It's not a superpower.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to control myself, and I would just go places and spy on people that were talking trash about me and then invisibly be mad about it.
Like, you don't want to watch people who don't know that, like, they're being watched. People are gross as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when people show up at the grocery store mm-hmm. in their full pajamas
yeah.
and their slippers. You're like, hey, the rest of us put clothes on.
You made an effort.
Couldn't you just, you know, I don't know, put on regular shoes with your...
Or put some underwear on with the sweatpants.
Yeah. Number 1, flying or teleporting?
Teleporting wouldn't be bad. Flying's garbage. Teleporting would be 1,000 times better. But all these suck.
Okay, what's yours then?
Invincibility.
Invincibility?
Yes.
No, the only thing that makes life special is that we're not invincible.
No, but I could choose when I end my own life. When it was done.
He's like, there's a switch.
I'll just go sleep on a bed of kryptonite.
You realize that's Mahoney saying he pretty much just wants to be God. His superpower is, I want to be God.
If you get to pick a superpower, pick the best one. Invincibility,
that.
Not super strength. Or...
You would be such a monster. You would be
damn
such.
Damn straight I would. I
He'd
would
be a villain.
The worst.
Yes.
Would you wear a cape?
Yes. Do villains wear capes?
Yes, villains do. All okay. The fashionable ones do.
The fashionable ones. Shut up.
I'd be a fashionable villain. I wear a top hat as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
A monocle.
Oh, my God. It's Lord Douche.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here we go. It's time for Know the Show. You can get set up with some tickets for the Monster Energy Supercross event happening at Sam Boyd Stadium next Saturday if you're the first person in with the correct answer to this question.
It's Know the Show with David Mahoney.
Are we the last generation that will know how to Sylvia can't even
yeah. You can't at all?
No.
Nope, she can't do it.
Huh. No. Do you remember what we
Has were never been about? Able to do it.
No, it's sad.
Yeah.
It'll be okay, Sylvia.
Never You'll... learned. Parents never taught her.
No, they did.
Oh.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
And you just forgot? It, you didn't grasp it?
No.
They showed you how to do it, huh?
Huh. Yeah.
Showed me videos.
Oh, God.
Nothing.
All right.
Okay.
Nothing
I think we have gone down this rabbit hole with our innuendo enough. It is not that.
It's nothing like that.
702-791-1075 is the phone number. Again, first person in winning tickets for the Monster Energy Supercross event at Sam Boyd Stadium next Saturday. X1075, good morning. What is your name?
Josh.
Josh, the correct answer is?
Parallel Park.
There you go. You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best around. Congratulations to you, Josh. You nailed it, man.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you parallel park?
Hell yeah, I can. Drive a stick.
Yeah, that's right. Look at you with your basic driving skills, but at this point, they're worth being proud of.
Heck yeah.
All right, man. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Hold tight. That's going to do it for us.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.